Whenever I do a Q&A with teenagers, whether in the U.S. or around the world, there's one question that always comes up. Always. Often it's the very first question. Pastor Ray, where did you meet your wife? And I tell them the story, and they always enjoy it. On this week, when Marlene and I are celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, that story has been back in my mind, and I was thinking I should record it and retell it for the benefit of all of our friends, but then I realized it's already been recorded. In fact, the story was told almost 30 years ago, and here's the backstory. In 1997, when I was the senior pastor at Calvary Memorial Church in Oak Park, Illinois, that fall, I did a sermon series called The Sermon I Always Wanted to Hear. In the spring, we surveyed the congregation and asked for their questions, and we got hundreds of great questions back and distilled them down to about 12 or 13 of the most popular questions, and I preached a series answering questions like, can I lose my salvation? How can I learn to forgive? When will Jesus return? And what does the Bible say about divorce and remarriage? Now, on one of those Sundays, we did a special program called Allied Force Questions. The Allied Force was the high school ministry at Calvary. And back then in 97, Craig Steiner was our high school pastor to students. On that Sunday, we took questions from the high school students. In fact, I'd asked for their questions in the spring, but on that Sunday morning, the teenagers, the Allied Force, led the worship, and when the time came for my message, I went up to the pulpit, and a group of the high school students and Craig Steiner went up with me. And so I answered their questions live in front of the congregation. It was a huge hit. Now, not surprisingly, the first question was exactly what you would expect. So without further ado, I want you to go with me to the sanctuary of Calvary Memorial Church in October of 1997, and there's a little bit of explanation, and then here comes the question.
Now, what we've done is we've taken the questions that they asked last spring, and we wrote them out on cards, and so some of them will have cards, and they will use that to ask their questions. We've also told them that if they don't like the questions, they can change them. We've also told them if they don't like my answers, they can ask for another answer if they want clarification, or if they just want to play stump the pastor, they can do that too. So we're going to just start this and see where it goes. We did this in the first hour, and I live to tell the story. If this doesn't work, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be out of the country starting tomorrow anyway. So, all right, Craig Steiner, would you give us our first question?
Well, Emily Johnson is a senior here in Oak Park, and Emily's got the first question for you.
I want to know, Mr. Richard, when you met your wife.
Well, I'll be glad to answer that. My wife was in the first service, and she said she was coming back for this one to make sure I got the story straight this time. So let me begin. Let me answer that this way with two verses of Scripture. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in them. It also says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, the story of how Marlene and I met really starts about 25 years ago when we were students together at a Christian college in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She had come a little before I got there, so she had her friends by the time I arrived, and I didn't know her, she didn't know me. And we never met or had any contact until, I guess, about my second year there as a student. I remember my roommate came back to the room one night and said he had met the girl of his dreams. Now he had found, he said, the one love of his life. I just said, well, Jim, how'd you do it? And he said, well, I prayed a prayer. He said, a few months ago, I got on my knees. I said, Lord, please give me a pure girl to date. Lord, please give me a pure girl to date. I thought that was good, and I thought work for him might work for me. I wasn't dating anybody at the time, so that night, I got on my knees and I prayed, Lord, please give me a pure girl today. And what I mean is I prayed it and I forgot all about it. And a few weeks later, I don't know how it happened, Emily, I started noticing this cute, pretty, pert, attractive, very likable, very desirable, very popular girl who was the secretary of the music department at that Christian college. And I noticed that whenever I saw her, I saw guys from around campus just buzzing around her, you know. So I knew that, oh, there was something good here. And so I tried to turn on the charm and win her affections. And no, she's shaking her head. It didn't work at all. And really didn't know what was going to come of it until one Monday night when I was off campus teaching a Bible club. And she had gone to a Monday night basketball game. I got back about 8:30. Happened to be the halftime of the basketball game. I walked into the gymnasium. I looked up into the stands, and yes, I was looking for her. I saw that on one side, the row was completely full. But on the other side, in the providence of God, it was completely empty. So I walked up to her, and I turned on the charm, and I looked at her, and I said, anybody sitting here? How's that for a good line? I mean, that was that. No, nobody was sitting here. Mind if I sit down? No. I sat down. We began to talk. And as they say, one thing led to another, led to another, led to another. And there's a big dispute in our house to this day who fell for the other one first. But we dated for a while. Yeah, she's pointing at me. And that's basically true. We got engaged our senior year and got married right after our senior year in college and started seminary. That was 23 years ago, last August. And what I want to say is that after we started dating and after we got engaged, I remembered that prayer that I had prayed that night without even any deep thought. And it hit me. When I prayed, Lord, give me a pure girl today, God answered that prayer. And if I didn't have any other reason this morning to believe that God answers prayer, my number one reason is sitting on the third row in front of me. And I've been married to God's answer for all these years. And I just wish to tell you, God does answer prayer. The Bible says, in his heart a man plans his course, but what? The Lord directs his steps. If you will delight yourself in the Lord, God will give you the desires of your heart. Don't put your desires first. Put the Lord first, and he will take care of all the details of your life. Okay?
Well, because inquiring minds want to know,
Emily's
got a follow-up question to that.
Okay.
When was the first time that you kissed her?
What you mean is, when was the first time she kissed me? As I recall, we dated for 4 months before our first kiss. 4 months. But in order to make that first kiss a big affair, we were, of course, students still in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And if you've ever been to Chattanooga, you know that the predominant structure in Chattanooga, Tennessee is beautiful, Lookout Mountain. And I took Marlene up on top of Lookout Mountain, where you can see 7 states. And we were out on a rock outcropping, and we kissed each other. So that was it, but it was 4 months into our dating relationship.